Shannon's back from the Alvan Humane Society in South Haven. She's marketing director, and she's got our Pet Link Pet of the Week. I love this name, and I can't wait to hear about Quirky Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles. We call her the smiling cat at work because she is always smiling. Mm-hmm. She was found as a stray, and she was not in great condition. She had a lot of trauma to her mouth. Not very attractive. And luckily, our vet took really great care of her, and everything cleared up. And she was diagnosed with, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but eosinophilic granuloma. So the trauma to her mouth basically is caused by severe allergic responses. We don't know what she's allergic to, but something out there can cause it to flare up again. So potential adopters just need to be aware of that and try to make sure she's not stressed out or exposed to disease or parasites to keep her safe.
Got the sweetest face. The sweetest face.
She's so fun. And she's got almost like a little happy Dracula face.
Right?
She loves other cats, so she's out in her room all the time, and she loves to run up to people. She definitely does not like dogs, though. So Bubbles should not go to a home with dogs.
Okay.
But she's FIV-FLV negative, microchip vaccinated, like all the animals that we have. And if you are interested in adopting her, just go to al-van.org/adopt.
And see Bubbles. You can see her on our website as well, wcsy.com. Still in search of certain items, I'm sure. Supplies.
We are. We all have the highest need right now, I was told, for dry dog food, which we get Purina brand, and dry kitten chow as well. So we still have big kitten population there, so we're in need of kitten milk replacement, heating pads for our newbies, cat toys, hard chew toys for dogs, and dish soap. Those are the biggest things that we need right now. So those can be dropped off at our adoption center or delivered to us off Chewy or Amazon wish list.
What is Kitten Palooza?
Kitten Palooza is coming up tomorrow at our adoption center during open hours, 11 to 3. We have a bunch of kittens that just became available. Everyone had to get spayed or neutered, so we had a big bunch go. So we are going to have tons and tons of kittens at the shelter. So if people want to come on by, we've got refreshments as well. Every adoption is going to win a little door prize, and we have kind of a fun assortment. Gift cards, swag, kitten supplies, or you might get a discount off of your adoption fee. But you do have to be pre-approved, so make sure you got your application on file before you come in and pick out your kitten.
Okay. And just a week away now from the Firecracker Furry 5K.
Yep. Early registration is about to close. 27th was the guarantee for your T-shirt, and the 30th is the last day you can get your discount. So if you are still planning on running, you want to sign up basically as fast as possible. The 5K is on July 2nd, and people can bring their families or their dogs. It's going to be a fun time. We've got quite a bit of people signed up right now, and I'm hoping for just a few more. So if people want to go to runsignup.com/furry5K and get their registration, we can get those going.
That's just one of your summer fundraisers. You've got another one coming up, too.
We do. That one's on July 30th from 6 to 9. So we have the White Powdy, which I think I'm getting really good at saying now. So if everybody wants to come out to that, it's going to be really fun, too. That's going to hopefully be a beautiful night outside with the Big Red Barn in South Haven. Live music, appetizers, and an open bar with lots of wine and beer. So those tickets are available, and we want to get people out because all the donations go towards the shelter and helping everything stay running.
We don't often do it, but let's take a second to mention the Rescued Treasures resale shop, too.
Yep, right next to our adoption center in the yellow door, we've got Rescued Treasures. Right now, they are having a sale on Bradford Exchange plates. Buy one, get one. So I went and checked those out. Those are pretty cool. There's always a bunch of sales going on. I think paperback books right now are 25 cents. There's something for everybody at Rescued Treasures. We've got a lot of pet supplies, books, glassware, furniture, all kinds of stuff. So people want to come on in and help us support the shelters too that way. That's perfectly fine, too.
Al-van.org, 637-5062, the Alvan Humane Society in South Haven. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Shannon from Alvan with this week's Pet Link on Super Hits 103.7 podcast at WCSY.com.